Not much Christmas cheer from the Belfast Trust for 550 pensioners this year. In the face of what it's calling tremendous financial pressures, the Trust says it needs to make difficult decisions. That means laundry, cleaning, shopping services will stop at the start of January for some of the most vulnerable citizens that we have. Although the Trust does say this is a temporary measure. How temporary? Well, let's see if we can find out in the programme this morning. Adeline Keenan is one of the pensioners who will be affected. Adeline, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell us how concerned you are about this.
Well, I got a letter Saturday just saying they're stopping from the 5th of January. My help getting my shopping done Tuesdays for half an hour just, and Thursdays for half an hour, and my laundry on a Wednesday for half an hour. I really will miss the shopping because it's heavy carrying up and down the hill here, and I am 90 minutes birthday, and I have breathing trouble, you know.
Yeah, and they just gave you the letter on Saturday.
I only got on Saturday, 17th there.
So they've given you less than a month's notice.
Yes. You just said they're having a lot of trouble with the health and social care and financial difficulties. And they'll have to make adjustments, you know.
Yeah. And when they're making their adjustments, you're the target.
Yeah. The shopping is important. It does only seem only half an hour, but it is important to me, you know. I could post it without the laundry, but the shopping Tuesday and Thursday is very important to me. And as I say, I have breathing problems. Yeah. And my family's not living near me. They're a bit away from me, you know.
You've breathing problems, as you say. You've lost your sight in one eye as well, Adeline.
I've taken yes, in one eye. Just it's only temporary, too, you know. But even so, spoil Christmas a bit for me.
And what will this mean when your home help goes out and does the shopping for you? Presumably, she buys the messages, the food, all the things that you need.
Yeah, she would carry it. I would give her a list of what I would want on Tuesday, and she goes out just for half an hour to shop, and then she goes back on Thursday again. And it is a great help, because it's very hilly where I live.
Yeah.
And then having the breathing problems now. At the moment, I have this temporary ice thing, you know. And
and your laundry won't be done for you anymore either?
No, I'll just put my big duvet on. Yeah. It is hard putting the big double duvet on.
Did you work all your life?
No, not really, no. In my day, we just stayed at home and looked after the kids.
Oh, well, that's work, isn't it? That's
work. It's harder work, I would say.
That's a full-time job in itself, Adeline.
But now they go out to work and they have their grannies bringing the children up.
Your granddaughter Julie's with you this morning as well.
Yes, she's been a good help. But she's working hard. She's 5 days a week and she has a baby. And she can't do any more for me than she does. She lives away from home, you know.
Let me speak to Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, how are you, Stephen?
Good morning. How do you feel about this?
I was quite disgusted, actually, to be honest. It was a bit of a shock. She got the letter on Friday morning, actually, and I had phoned through to the Arches Integrated Care Team who look after to be told that hundreds of people, unfortunately, were getting this letter across Belfast, and they just explained that it had to be done. It was a measure that had to be taken, that if she wanted help getting washed and dressed in the mornings, that they could look at that, but they could no longer provide her with laundry and shopping. So they can basically get people washed, but I mean, she keeps her dignity and she's trying to do that herself as long as possible, but it's okay to be clean as long as you don't need to worry about having clean clothes and clean bed and food in your cupboards, obviously.
And they will say, we're going to hear from the Belfast Trust in a moment or two, but they will say they've got to make cutbacks.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's okay. And, you know, see if they had in doubt and they had spoke with the families and they had made some provisions to make sure that vulnerable people weren't going to be left. You could understand that, but there was no meeting. There was no phone calls. There was no assessment made. So that's fair enough. It's not even about just my granny's case, because as a family, we will make provisions to make sure that she's okay. But my whole point for contacting the show was, what happens to all those people that don't have families?
Yeah.
And that don't understand that letter?
They've essentially been given 2 weeks' notice here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Half the people can't read. A lot of people have mental health problems. Do you know what I mean? What are they going to do when they see that letter? They probably not even know what it means. a lot of people's families are estranged for one reason or the other, and they just don't have someone to fight for them.
I'm just reading the letter that they've sent out to older people, and they've said, dear, in your case, Mrs. Keenan, reluctantly, I'm writing to advise you of temporary changes that have been made to your home help service. Unfortunately, the provision of laundry, cleaning and shopping services will cease temporarily from the 5th of January 2015. And this is dated the 17th of December.
That's
Tell
right.
you what, stay
That's
there, right. stay there. Mary Heaney is co-director of Older People Services for the Belfast Trust. Is it Mary or Marie?
It's Marie, Stephen.
Good morning, Marie.
Morning.
Why did you give these people so little notice?
Stephen, if I can first of all apologise to Adeline there and her granddaughter.
I think you're on a speakerphone, are you? Because it's really hard to hear you.
Oh, sorry, is that better?
That's a lot better.
Yeah, sorry. I'd like first of all to apologise to Adeline and her granddaughter. I fully appreciate their position, but
yes.
In terms of trying to explain this, Stephen, I want to say that this is a temporary reduction of service provision.
How temporary?
3 to 4 months. This is not a decision the Trust wanted to make, and we had very little time to work up these contingency proposals. I know it will cause upset and worry for a lot of people, and I do apologise for that. Unfortunately, we were faced, as all trusts are, with the contingency requirement to deliver service within budget this year. And the choice for us in the Belfast Trust was to temporarily cease domestic or home help type tasks, like, as Adeline said, they're cleaning, laundry and shopping, to those who only receive these services on average 1 to 2 hours, 1.5 hours per week. We would deem them sometimes non-critical, although I do accept shopping may be an exception for some people.
Yeah.
Adeline may well be one of those.
You would deem them sometimes non-critical, but not all the time non-critical.
Well, it depends on individual circumstances.
Well, exactly. So you're taking it off some people for whom this is a critical service.
As I said, Stephen, we've had very little time ourselves to work these changes up. Sorry, excuse me a moment. rather than looking for reductions in other areas of domiciliary care where the need is greater, for example, for people with assistance with washing, dressing, medication and so on. And that's usually provided 7 days a week, 2 or 3 times or more a day. And that, you know, targeting this former area enables the Trust to continue to provide the level of clinical and personal care for people with the greatest need.
But Marie, why does your Trust think it's acceptable to give older people, the guts are 2 weeks' notice that you're taking the service away from them?
It's a matter of priority.
Two weeks, Marie.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you may be
over Christmas as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I do recognise that. The timing is awful, and I apologise again for that. The need for contingency savings emerged late in the year. The Minister announced it towards the end of October, I think. And we had to balance the need to give people some notice to make alternative arrangements, and we had to prioritise the needs of those in greatest need. So that's essentially the rationale for it. However,
well, let's give you the benefit. Let's give you the benefit of doubt, though. Let's say 3 weeks. So the forward planning in the trust, things are so critical in your trust that you cannot give people more than a couple of weeks, 3 weeks' notice that you're taking their washing services away from them, their laundry services away from them, their shopping services away from them. You cannot give them more than 3 weeks' notice.
Unfortunately, on this occasion, we could not give them more notice. And I would like to just point out that these services are generally not provided over a holiday period anyway. Obviously, you'll be aware, Stephen, there are certain processes. We had to examine all of the options, what would be the least damaging, create the least impact for all of the 5,000 people we deliver domiciliary care for day and daily. And this group of people, whilst I acknowledge they are older people and they have needs, they receive the historical home help domestic task only. And whilst there's need within that, and we would want to look at each individual case, this seemed to be the best way to minimise the impact.
Did you consult?
No, we were not in a position to consult. I mean, obviously, from today onwards, the social care teams will be in touch with all of the people that we have written to.
So no consultation, no talking to older people groups, no going out and gently saying to people, look, here's a letter that's coming. No heads up to these people, just a letter in the door to an elderly person saying your services will cease. And that's the best way of getting this message across, Marie. You couldn't even have sent a social worker out or the care workers out to send the message, that personal touch, a letter in the door to say it's gone in a couple of weeks.
Clearly, Stephen, you are right. That would have been our intention and our wish to consult individually with everybody affected. However, given the very short time scales, the fact that there was around 550 people that we needed to communicate, we felt this was the most efficient way to communicate with all of the people and then follow it up with phone calls or other means of communication in the weeks ahead.
So for some of the elderly people who might not have a family around them, might not have anybody around them, and indeed the Home Help Service might be the only contact they have, they didn't get someone making this message gentle to them. They get a letter in the door.
Yes, and again, I apologise for that, and to reassure any older person who's received one of these letters, someone from their local integrated care team, social care assessors, will be in touch with them to have an individual conversation.
It's a bit late doing that after the letters arrive rather than before, is it not?
It is. I accept that. However, as I said, Stephen, the trusts were required to deliver service within budget this financial year. That gives us three months now, slightly over 3 months, to deliver that statutory requirement to deliver within budget. And this was a contingency measure that as part of the Belfast Trust response to that requirement.
And we couldn't have left older people alone, no? Needed to be them that was targeted.
I am sure there are all of the areas will be making their own contribution to the overall cost savings. This was older people's judgment, and we felt it impacted least in terms of overall need.
You know, here I am giving you a relatively hard time this morning, Marie, but this is the politicians, isn't it? This is the politicians were not able to get their budget sorted out in time. They were not able to make their savings within their financial year. Therefore, there is this rush on to make the savings now in the last few months. This is the politicians, to be fair to you, who have put you and your trust in this situation.
Well, clearly there are issues for all of the politicians and the budget, but obviously I'm here in my capacity as co-director for older people to speak about what we're trying to do to minimise the impact.
And when you say that this is temporary and you say this will last 3 or 4 months, how can you tell me that? Because you don't know what budget you're getting in the next year. So you don't know if you're going to be actually getting enough money to see you through next year with this service. So how can you reassure us that this is only going to last 3 or 4 months?
As far as the Belfast Trust are concerned, Stephen, this is a temporary measure. I cannot predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball, but as far as I'm concerned at this point in time, this is a temporary measure.
Yeah, but you did predict the future. You said it would only last 3 or 4 months.
Yes, well, that's, you know, the requirement for the Belfast Trust is to deliver in budget by the end of this financial year.
So this might actually continue.
I have no way of knowing that, Stephen.
So it's not temporary.
It is temporary. It is absolutely temporary. That is what all of the contingencies for all of the trust, they are temporary measures.
So temporary means that it won't last forever. You've said in this letter the services will cease temporarily from the 5th of January 2015. You've said in this interview today that the temporary period will be between 3 and 4 months. So you can reassure us publicly this morning that the service will resume in May 2015.
Stephen, I will repeat again, these measures are temporary. That is the advice we've been given, and that is what we're implementing is temporary changes.
When are they starting back?
After the end of the financial year.
May 2015. Public reassurance.
Stephen, it's not for me to give public reassurances. All I can say is that the plan at this point is that there will be temporary changes.
But no absolute guarantees, Marie.
Well, I don't think I'm in a position to give absolute guarantees, but from my perspective, this is temporary changes in service to allow the trust to break even.
You see, here's the other thing that doesn't really add up. Isn't it a government policy that under this great big banner, transforming your care, have I not heard from the people at the very top of the health service that they're going to encourage older people to, and anyone else that can, but in particularly older people, to be at home rather than being treated in hospital? And I heard ministers and I heard senior health officials promise the public that resources would be put in place so that it is a lot easier for older people to have their care at home, to live at home. It was a priority of this government, transforming your care. Mm-hmm. And now what happens? You're taking services away from them while they're at home.
Stephen, the Belfast Trust, in line with Transforming Your Care, has transformed many areas of service within Belfast for older people. We've put in place a large amount of community rehabilitation, community reablement services, supported housing.
You're taking their laundry away from them. You're taking their cleaning away from them. You're taking their shopping away from them. That's what you've transformed.
And what I would say, Stephen, is that the provision of home health type services is not provided to new clients for some years now. And a lot of older people, there's a lot of other alternatives to support people to manage their laundry and their shopping and their cleaning through individual means. There's community groups out there, there's housing related support, there's shopping delivery service, and increasingly older people are taking that into their own hands with the support of their family and others.
Yeah, but you
make
don't
their
know.
Own arrangements.
But they have to pay for it for a start, don't they?
Yes.
So you don't know if they can afford it. So you don't know how many older people are actually being put in a very, very desperate situation here.
Well, any individual who is in a desperate situation are usually known to health and social care.
Okay.
And arrangements are put in place to support them. But what I'm saying, Stephen, is for many years now, older people make their own arrangements, and it doesn't necessarily mean the best use of health and social care money to provide cleaning, shopping and cooking. Now, shopping can be a critical task, and we do provide that for those who absolutely need it.
Right, so let me just finally pick up on that point. These 550 people who you've written to, there has been, reassure me this morning, that there has been an assessment that this is not a blanket letter that you've just sent out to all 550. Reassure me that there's been an assessment that none of those 550 people are in a critical situation where they will not be able to go out and get shopping, get the basic necessities. You have assessed those 550 people, haven't you?
Those individuals will have been assessed over the past year or so. What I can say is that all of them will be contacted to establish who does need that critical shopping.
No, you've already sent them the letter saying it stopped.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask you if you've assessed them a year ago. Please tell me that you have reassessed these people before you sent this letter so that you're not sending out a letter within 3 weeks of it happening, telling an older person who has no one around them, no means of getting any shopping, that you're stopping it.
Stephen.
Have you done that?
All of the clients are subject to ongoing assessment. So, yes, I have done that.
And so none of these 550 people will be left without no means of getting any shopping in their door?
No, none of them will. These individuals will all have been subject to ongoing assessment on an ongoing basis. We will be in touch with all of them to double-check that nobody is left without shopping over the Christmas period. You have to remember, Stephen, that these services are usually 60 minutes a week. You know, that's, once a week.
Okay.
So they tend to be very low-level services, but we will be in touch with everybody to double-check that particular aspect.
You're the same trust, the Belfast Trust, who closed the Belfast City A&E temporarily, aren't you?
Yes.
How temporary was temporarily at that?
Well, Stephen,
is it open yet?
I'm not the person to talk about BCH A&E. It's not my area of expertise.
But it's your trust that closed it
is,
temporarily.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
I really have no idea. It's a few years, and I understand processes are still underway around that. But I am not here in that capacity.
I know that's not your responsibility.
Yes.
But here's the score: it was being closed temporarily, and it's still closed a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marie, listen, thank you. We appreciate you coming on this morning. Adeline and Julie, you've been listening to that. What's your reaction, Julie?
My reaction is that there was definitely no current assessment done, because, I mean, if they had sent an assessment, someone out to assess, they would have known that the only person available to my granny on a regular basis would be my auntie, who has suffered a stroke. So there was no current assessment
made. They've just reassured us. She has just reassured us that there has been an assessment done, and nobody for whom this is...
They know nothing about our family circumstances. No one has ever sat down with us as a family to find out what we can do. Luckily, in our case, there is probably things that we can do. You know what I mean? But there's an awful lot of people out there who don't have that facility. And that's the problem across Belfast then, for these people that have no one.
Listen,
and that don't know how to shop online, as was suggested to my 89-year-old grandmother.
Who told her to shop online?
The social care assessor that spoke to her on the phone. Or else try local deliveries. How would they even know to go about that?
Adeline, have you a computer, Adeline?
No.
Do you know how to use the internet?
No.
And they're telling you to shop online?
Yeah. I was told me they could pay privately, you know, for it.
Yeah, that was the other suggestion. She could pay her home help privately.
Adeline, let me just get this right. They told you to shop online. That's one of their solutions.
Yeah.
And let me repeat again. Have you a computer?
No.
Have you ever used the internet?
No.
Most of the elderly people out there don't like to complain because they're very, very proud. And there's going to be a lot of people who will just sit there and take this letter. And the fact that they're actually saying it's temporary makes them even more, you know, vulnerable, because they're obviously saying then that there is a need there, because they will hopefully put it back. So if they're hoping to put it back, then they're admitting that there is a need there for these people. So surely it's criminal to take it away from them. And many people end up in hospital through malnutrition and dehydration, and all the elderly people all the time. That's what's going to happen.
I will say this. There's Marie Heaney this morning, the co-director of Older Services for the Belfast Trust. She's doing her job. She's coming on. She's fronting up this morning on behalf of the Trust. It's not Marie or the Trust that put themselves in this situation. It is the politicians.
Yep.
They did not work the budget out. They did not make the savings on time. Now this is all being rushed over the next few months. It was the politicians in Stormont who have put
the trust. They've closed the respite facilities for vulnerable families across Northern Ireland. Social care is the next thing to be hit. It's going to be like a third world country very soon, where there's absolutely no provision for care. I think they actually need to think about changing the name from social care, because there's not much care left in it.
Julie, listen, thank you. Adeline, I hope you have a nice Christmas, and thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you too, Stephen. All right. You have a nice Christmas too.
All right, we're thinking about you.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Well, your reaction to this morning, Stephen's in Derry, first call of the day. Morning, Stephen. Go ahead,
Stephen. I just listened to that story, and it's a real eye-opener to all of us that I'd like to congratulate our politicians. They're doing a wonderful job, you know. We've had plenty of marches this year. We've had street signs up in Irish this year. The anger that people phone into your programme on, Stephen, on a daily basis around the issues of, flag waving or Irish speaking or any of those issues, I hope they feel the same anger today when they hear that lady's story.
Listen, I can tell you right now that if I came on the radio this morning and I talked about a flag that was being taken off the roof, be it whatever type of flag with whatever type of community support it had, right? Every line into this building would be jammed. There are not that many calls. There's not that much anger this morning, because 550 of our elderly citizens are having these vital services taken away from them. There's not much anger at all.
Well, that's my point exactly, Stephen. And it tells you what type of society we're living in here in Northern Ireland. If you have very little calls on that this morning, and you have calls coming out of your ears when it comes to, red, white and blue or green, white and orange, it tells you exactly the type of society we have and the type of politicians that we have. And we deserve all we get if that's the way we're going to go forward.
Stephen, thank you. Mary. Morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
I just rang in. I was very annoyed. My aunt, who is 107-year-old, living on her own, has lost her hour weekly home help.
When did she get told?
It was either Friday or Saturday morning, the letter. We were up on Saturday. She has no children, so she depends on her nieces to come and go. And on a Wednesday with the day her home help comes. It's the only day, only person she sees that day, apart from her carers. And I just think it's ridiculous.
She's 107 years of age.
And she is indeed.
And she's deemed not to need that service, because we've just heard from the co-director of Older People's Services, Marie Heaney, we've just heard that there's been an individual assessment done. So a 107-year-old lady doesn't deserve this, is not entitled to it, does not need it.
Yep, that's what they're saying. And certainly nobody has been in touch recently with our family to ask us to go and sit with her.
No. There's been an individual assessment done of your family.
Well, I don't know who they talked to in our family about it, but it certainly wasn't my sister or ourselves who are main carers in the family. I mean, we have been keeping her in her home. She's a mobile and she has a brilliant care package. But she goes in and just sits day and daily in her chair, and we have kept her at home out of a nursing home to save that money. And
transforming your care. The government, this health service in Northern Ireland, the suits at the very top of this health service in Northern Ireland have reassured you all publicly through this programme many, many times that part of transforming your care would be the resources would be there to look after you if you are at home.
Exactly. What are they doing now? Cutting another one? I don't know. It's just beyond belief that, you know, they're leaving the lady gal and obviously hundreds more and the situation that they're leaving them in.
They've given 550 of our most vulnerable citizens, in other words, elderly people, less than 3 weeks' notice, including your aunt, who's 107.
Yes, indeed. And I can't believe that they asked that lady that was on there about a computer. It's absolutely ridiculous what they're doing.
Well, she should go and do online shop. Maybe they'll ask your aunt, who's 107, to get it off the internet.
Yeah, maybe they will, you know, and she's partially sighted. And, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And the time scale and the notice is crazy.
What do you say to Jim Wells, the health minister, this morning?
Well, I just say, you know, I don't know whether he has any elderly relatives, but, you know, if he would go out and just see someone like my aunt who's sitting there day and daily and is depending on that home help to go in on a Wednesday to see her and to help her with her washing and her shopping and cleaning, you know, I think it's some Christmas present for them, that's all I can say.
We've already had a situation which the Nolan Show broke just over a year ago now, where under a previous DUP health minister, elderly people were being moved out of their own homes, their own care homes, against their will, without mm-hmm. consultation. Now we have a new DUP health minister in Jim Wells, who is presiding over a situation where 550 elderly people have been given less than 3 weeks' notice. They've got to find alternative means over Christmas. Because from the 5th of January, people won't even be back to work, for goodness sake, on the 5th of January. They'll just be getting back. And this DUP Health Minister, Jim Wells, has allowed letters to go out to 550 elderly people, including 107-year-old people, to tell them that their services are being stopped within 3 weeks. Now, why is he presiding over that? How can he justify it? And does he think that's a good priority, that these people are targeted for cuts?
I know. I say that's completely unbelievable that, as you say, especially at this time of year. Well, thankfully, my aunt, you know, the family will rally round her. There's no doubt about that. You know, but she depends on that lady. And the other thing is, what's going to happen to those home helps that are doing this work? Are they going to lose their jobs, or what are they? Well, you know, what's happening to them as well?
That's a good question.
My aunt's concerned about her home help as well. You know, is she going to lose her job, or what? You know, nobody has said what's happening actually to the home helps as well.
That's a good question. Listen, thank you. Morning to you. 0845 955 678 is the number to call this morning. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter. So the Belfast Trust reassuring us this morning that they will now be in contact with these people. It's interesting, this.